Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Charges are pending for a man accused of stealing 119 batteries from two counties. The thefts occurred at trucking or commercial businesses as well as Tuskegee Valley schools. A single man was identified and he eventually confessed to all the robberies. Detectives noted that the man's reasoning for the thefts was to obtain money for cocaine. The man's name is not being released until charges are filed by the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office. In addition, a report will be sent to the prosecutor in Holmes County regarding the thefts in their jurisdiction. The Office of National Drug Control Policy awarded $125,000 a year for 5 years to the Tuscarawas County Anti-Drug Coalition. This funding will help tackle the local drug crisis and prevent substance abuse in Tuscarawas County youth. The funds from the Drug Free Community Program will allow them to hone in on two areas of focus, marijuana use and prescription drug misuse. After the first 5 years, they will apply again for the 6 to 10 year grant, which will allow them to continue youth prevention. For more headlines, visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
Michelle, you are the real MVP today, and you know why.
Jesus.
Tell everybody why, if you will, please.
Because you forgot your sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
And you made me go get it for you.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Thank you very much for doing
You're welcome. I didn't mind.
Now, here's the deal. Don't say it like that because I did go over there first by myself.
You did.
At around the top of the hour when you were spitting out the local news over here, right?
Right.
So I go over there and I understand the shift change and everything. People counting their register and I go up front and the guy's like, it'll be a minute. And he's sitting there counting dimes, and I'm like, I don't have this much time to sit here and watch you count dimes. I gotta get out of here. The show must go on, despite if I have my sugar for my coffee or not. But
I went over there, and he said, he didn't want dead air, did he? And I said, he's dramatic.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You called me dramatic?
Yes. Michelle. I think we could all agree on that.
I may have a flair for the dramatics here and there.
That's all right.
Hey, happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday.
Good God.
I'm excited.
Hey, after today, I won't be back to work until Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
and you complain about Brooke?
Hey, now.
Please.
Well, thanks. That's Morning Quickies. Thanks, Michelle. We'll see you. Listen. Do I complain? Yes, it's half-hearted. I do it as a joke.
Do you?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time. Listen, Brooke's been here like almost 20 years. She can do really whatever
true.
She wants.
That is a good point.
Not 20 years,
15,
but...
15, I think.
It's close to that. Right. I know that. Hey, funeral today, and then really this weekend, too, with John McCain. But Aretha Franklin laid to rest today at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple. Invitation only. I had to RSVP. No, obviously, you know, I have things to do. Big Z Sports Show later on tonight. By the way, that starts at 5. Make sure you tune in. We'll get you geared up for week 2 of high school football. But, well, if you have a pink Cadillac, I guess you can, you know, get into Aretha's funeral. Remember that? They want folks to line up with pink Cadillacs. All in honor of her funky 80s tune, Freeway of Love. And if you show up with a pink caddy, you and your guest get in for free.
Wait, you have to pay?
Listen, it's invitation only.
Okay.
So when I say get in for free, I guess that would indicate there's a price. But no, you would get in if you have a pink Cadillac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
I guess you're right. For free would indicate there's a price. But no, there's no price. But like I said, invitation only. Folks like Bill Clinton will be there. Reverend Jesse Jackson. We all know the entertainers. I've mentioned them all week long. Stevie Wonder, Ariana Grande, Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
It's the coolest name.
Organizers of Aretha Franklin's funeral insist, though, it will be a service and not a show. But yet, it's going to be five hours long, and you just heard me list off who's all going to be there and who will be entertaining.
That's crazy.
I don't remember. Like, I thought back to Michael Jackson's funeral. I don't remember it being
that crazy,
quote unquote, a show. Do you?
No. I don't even remember Whitney Houston's being a show.
I remember Kevin Costner spoke at Whitney Houston's.
Mm-hmm.
Who performed there? I know.
At Whitney's?
Yeah.
I don't, let me look it up.
Yeah, I know I she think, had to
I
have
feel
some
like Brandy may have.
You know what? I was going to say that.
Is that weird to think?
No, that's not weird to think because I was actually going to say that. I know she was there.
Yeah, oh, for yeah, that. For sure. Sam Cooke. I don't remember who that is.
He's an old, old R&B singer.
I don't know. Doesn't
hey,
say.
So we know she's had these wardrobe changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aretha has during all of her little funerals.
That's so crazy.
And everything else. What was it? On Tuesday, she wore, I forget what colored dress it was. And then she's changing up her casket and everything else. Wednesday, I know it was like a powder blue dress and matching shoes. Tuesday, here it was a red dress and matching pumps. And then yesterday, she was honored at her father's church. Now, her father was a preacher, and she was honored at that church as well. She had another wardrobe change there, a rose gold gown with gold sequin heels. So everybody's waiting with bated breath to see what Aretha will have for her encore and her final wardrobe change later today. I don't even know what time this funeral is. What time does this start today?
I don't know. I thought I read somewhere it started at 6, but I could be wrong.
Mourners already lined up for like a half a mile.
Michael Jackson didn't have any performers at his funeral.
No?
No. It said Maya Angelou spoke, Smokey Robinson, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, and Lionel Richie.
You know, Smokey Robinson will be at Aretha's today, too.
I feel like he has just been around for so long. He's at all of these, poor guy, he's at all these funerals.
Poor guy.
I know, I feel bad, all of his friends. Now, at Whitney Houston's funeral, I said Sam Cooke, he died in 64, so I totally lied on that.
Okay.
But Stevie Wonder performed, Alicia Keys.
Did we get a text about Sam Cooke's already dead?
No, I saw it on this website. Dionne Warwick, which is her cousin, he spoke. Oprah Winfrey, Diane Sawyer. I mean, Aretha Franklin's funeral is a lot on a grander scale.
Five hours.
Yeah, a little bit bigger than these. That's crazy.
Okay, so platinum casket today.
It is?
Or no?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. I have a feeling she planned this. Don't you think?
No doubt about it.
So crazy.
Just like McCain before he passed away.
Yeah. I watched that whole thing yesterday.
Well, we all know he said he didn't want Donald Trump at his services, right?
Right.
You know he did not invite Sarah Palin? Isn't that crazy?
Didn't?
Did not invite Sarah Palin, his former running mate, when he ran for president. She will not be there. Not invited. Which
That's
I thought was
weird.
Kind of crazy. John McCain's mother, who's 106 years old.
I thought she was 109.
No, I think 106, but she'll be there today. Or, I'm sorry, not today. Get my funerals confused. The second is when John McCain will be laid to rest there.
So I texted you yesterday, and I said, because I was watching the McCain funeral in Arizona, which was really great. As far as funerals go, but
it was really great.
It was great because it was kind of, and I felt bad laughing because everyone was making jokes about him. His former chief of staff was telling all these hilarious stories, and the whole auditorium was going nuts. Like they're just laughing their heads off, and I thought it was great.
You have to have stuff like that,
right? And then Joe Biden spoke. He spoke for a little long, and I think I dozed off a little bit there. But I texted you and I said Larry Fitzgerald is speaking at McCain's funeral.
They were tight. They were bros.
And I said, who would have thought? I thought that was just so random.
When you think of the state of Arizona, you think of
Larry Fitzgerald and John McCain.
A few things, yeah. The Grand Canyon, legal immigration, and John McCain and Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, I mentioned it to Chad, and he goes, well, he's like the only athlete really from Arizona. And McCain was a big football fan, so I guess it makes sense.
You mentioned Joe Biden, right? Former vice president. And he's going to be a pallbearer.
I know. I saw that.
You know who else will be is Warren Beatty.
I know. I saw that too. I didn't
How about
know
these pallbearers? That's kind of crazy.
It's so crazy. There's somebody from Russia too. One of the Russian, I think, diplomats maybe.
Yes. Maybe another slap in the face of Donald Trump right there.
Probably. I don't know. But it's interesting. I've been like glued to the TV, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, all of the above, watching all of this McCain stuff. And A lot of these like foreign ambassadors are coming forward saying that we're really going to miss him. And I thought that, what, that is just so crazy. I just never really thought of him being that powerful. I guess you don't realize the phrase, you don't realize what you've got till it's gone. It really kind of it weighed in on me yesterday.
By the way, that picture of his daughter mourning over his casket.
Gosh.
We talked about it yesterday. I did not know that that photo was used. I mean, it was on the front of the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
It was everywhere.
Which is kind of nuts.
I posted that yesterday, and I don't know. It's heartbreaking to look at. Because anyone that has ever lost anybody in their life can totally relate to that moment.
Michelle, I don't want to get you all emotional.
I'm good. I got this. But yeah, it puts it all into perspective. She's daddy's girl for sure, and you just wish her the best.
Hey, it is a Kickin' Country Poll Question Friday, by the way. Right there in Bolivar is Kickin' Country, seconds off of Route 77, kickincountry.net for more. I guess I'll rattle this one off first since we're on the topic. Aretha Franklin, obviously, gets buried today. You know, she had no will in place.
So before bizarre. She died.
Isn't that weird? Do you have a will in place? Right now it's 50-50, and we'll talk more about that later. If we have our futures set and secure, Michelle.
I want people to guess. Do they think we have our futures in place?
There are a couple more out there. Do you have them in front of you?
Do you play fantasy football? Did you seriously, you put no, I'm not a dork?
I gave two options. Yes, I love it. No, I'm not a dork. And right now, 86%. Do not play, according to the vote. So.
And then, have you ever been fired from a job?
People are lying because it's 100% no right now. Bunch of liars.
Yeah. 28 votes and they say no, please.
Somebody has been fired. Has been canned.
Come on now.
Once again, kickincountry.net. Poll question Friday. We'll talk about those again throughout the day. And then what's new for your weekend next hour? That brought to you by Kickin' Country. And then I'll explain to you what's happening there this weekend, so you can maybe make some weekend plans. We have that extra day too.
We were supposed to go there this week and we didn't go
for our fantasy football draft.
Yeah, and
it's hard to get everybody together. You know how many people there were?
Listen, first of all, I'm gonna put it all on you because you seem to be the party pooper here.
Me?
Yeah.
Every party needs a pooper.
Everyone was game to go to Kickin' Country and you're like, we live so far away.
I am probably closer to that place than some of you individuals are.
Maybe, but I work long hours. I get up early.
Listen to me. It was talked about one time. Literally, it was talked about one time, and then it was never brought up again. Mm. Then before I know it, our lovely sports director set a date for our fantasy draft and a time and everything else. I go, okay, I guess it's an online draft.
Right. He was probably looking out for you. You were probably complaining at some point. And
he did want
I don't want to listen to him complain anymore.
He did want it at 7. I go, no, bro, we got to do 7:30. I'm sorry. We got to switch
this
up. You are
so high maintenance.
I have things to do.
High maintenance.
Whatever. We'll chat with you again. This conversation is over. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
For putting me on blast. Guess that's what I get.
Anytime.
All right. Z Country 99.9. Where are you at, Michelle? Where are you at?
I'm here.
You're dancing with me?
No, you look like a fool.
Alrighty then. Happy Friday. It's my Friday fool dance, I guess. That's what we'll call it.
With the tongue? It's like a little Miley Cyrus for me.
My tongue?
Yeah, you like stick your tongue out when you're dancing.
Listen, when I really get it, and I get it good,
yeah,
the tongue comes out. Much like Michael Jordan, when he was feeling himself, the tongue would come out. Much like Miley Cyrus as well, too.
Oh, okay. You look more like Miley than Michael. I'll just say that.
All right. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Take it as you will.
Not only is it a party in the USA, but it's a party here in the studio. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
That was good.
You have headlines. Please do those.
A bat was found in the city of New Philadelphia and has tested positive for the rabies virus. The health department confirms the bat found in the Shunbrunn Estates area on Monday had been acting unusual. Officials say while no humans were exposed, a cat is receiving medical attention and will be under strict quarantine. Residents are advised to never handle wildlife in their yard or neighborhood since sick animals can be unpredictable. And the Office of National Drug Control Policy awarded $125,000 a year for 5 years to the Tuscarawas County Anti-Drug Coalition. This funding will help tackle the local drug crisis and prevent substance abuse in Tuscarawas County youth. The funds from the Drug Free Community Program will allow them to hone in on two areas of focus, marijuana use and prescription drug misuse. After the first 5 years, they will apply again for the 6 to 10 year grant, which will allow them to continue youth prevention. For more headlines, visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com.
Sounded like you were on prescription drugs trying to say that word.
I don't know. Having a moment.
It's all right.
Hey, thanks.
I'm here for you to back you up.
Great.
Hey, what is new for your weekend? Brought to you by Kickin' Country. See more at kickincountry.net. Also, on their Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat accounts. Bar, dance club, live entertainment venue, nightlife, and those beautiful Kickin' girls. Hey, last week, Aaron Watson released his new album, Live at the World's Largest Rodeo. Today, new albums that are out. No country releases. How about Eminem? Where's Eminem been? His new album, Kamikaze, is out today. I honestly, when I was in high school, I would dye my hair like Eminem. I really was into the Slim Shady craze back in the day. I mean, it was right in my wheelhouse. No comment? All right.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
I figured for sure you'd have something to say about that.
Nope. Got nothing for you.
Lost radio tapes from David Bowie. That's out today, too. Still nothing?
No.
On
David Bowie?
Or Slim Shady. Either or.
No, I like Eminem.
To look ahead to the future, Runaway June, their debut album will be released September the 14th. Then we're just a couple of weeks away from Carrie Underwood's new album, Cry Pretty. That will be out. By the way, her first album on her new label. Just thought I'd throw that out there. She's pregnant. Have you heard that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, breaking news.
Heard it was with twins.
It's not with
twins. I'm just kidding.
New movies in theaters. Kin. Also, Operation Finale. Those are a couple films that's been receiving a little bit of buzz. Crazy Rich Asians. Still in theaters. The Meg. That shark movie.
Still sounds weird to me.
Still there as well. What, The Meg or Crazy Rich Asians?
The Meg. Everyone keeps saying that Crazy Rich Asians movie is good. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Well, you know somebody who worked on that film, didn't you?
Yes,
didn't you say
the
that?
Producer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, also, new for you to rent, buy, or stream, the movie Book Club. Didn't you say you wanted to see this?
Book Club?
Or was it I think it was Joanne, actually, which would make more sense.
What's it about, first of all? Is it like
about a bunch of old ladies in a book club?
Stop. Yeah, that
yes.
wasn't me. Sorry.
It's got a bunch of old famous actors in it. Jane Fonda.
Oh, maybe I would like to see that. I love her.
The movie Tag. Remember the grown-ups who have a lifelong game of tag going?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's out now. Weren't you a fan of Scandal?
Yes! Oh my gosh.
The complete 6th and 7th season out now, if you want to buy it for your collection. You can do that.
You've never watched Scandal?
Nah, I never got into it.
Do you watch This Is Us?
Yeah.
I'm going to need somebody to talk to once this starts, so we're going to have to discuss This Is Us.
I will tell you this, though. I am so far behind on that show.
Oh my gosh.
Because I will tell you this. It seemed like it took... It just took too long for them to get to the good stuff, that show. You know what I mean?
No, it was good.
No, it takes too long to get to the good stuff.
Ugh, whatever.
And plus, I'm an emotional male, and I cry a lot.
Oh, please.
That show gets to me.
I don't believe it.
New on Netflix and new for you to stream, Bruce Almighty. Great film. Jim Carrey in that one. You ever seen Bruce Almighty?
I think I've seen parts of it.
Jennifer Aniston's in that, too.
She is?
Yeah, she is.
Ooh, I'll need to rewatch it.
Oh, yes. Bruce Almighty is an all-timer. Pearl Harbor, Spider-Man 3 also available to stream and on Netflix. Hey, that new Top Gun movie, the sequel.
One? Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be out next summer, 2019. Well, they pushed it back a whole year. Now it's going to be in theaters June 26th, 2020. Tom Cruise, what are you doing? It was, like I said, supposed to be in theaters for us next summer, but now we're waiting a little bit longer. No word why Paramount and Tom Cruise are delaying it. But
crazy.
We're going to have to wait.
He's probably really busy.
You know, maybe he's shooting another Mission Impossible film. It'd be...
How many has he...
I think 13. No, it's not that many, really.
Isn't that like Bruce Willis with the Die Hard movies?
There hasn't been that many. There's been like maybe four Die Hard films.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
And those are great. Die Hard with a Vengeance is my favorite. The one with Samuel L. Jackson.
I've never seen them.
It's my fave. For sure. Hey, remember that hacker back in, gosh, I don't know how long ago that was. Like 2014, where he... got into a bunch of celebrities' iCloud accounts and released nude photos of basically every famous actor and actress.
I do remember that.
He was just sentenced to prison the other day. 8 months.
That's it?
That's all he got. Then he must serve 3 years of supervised release and 60 hours of community service. Doesn't that seem like a very light sentence?
Extremely light.
I mean, he leaked private photos of Jennifer Lawrence, Kirsten Dunst, Kate Upton, hey now, and others 4 years ago. He just sentenced. George Garofano is his name. He pleaded guilty back in April and asked for leniency from the judge.
Leniency?
Saying he faces a lifetime loss of rights because of the felony conviction. You invaded folks' privacy, dude. It's what you get.
Weird.
That was like one of the biggest stories of 2014.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. It was 4 years ago.
I know, but it feels like it was quite a while ago.
I was still in Texas at that point in time.
Ooh.
Believe it or not. That is what is new for your weekend, brought to you by Kickin' Country. What is new there for you? Well, DJ and patio party tonight. Also, a magician is there to wow and amaze. And then live music from Hotwired tomorrow on Saturday, September the 1st. Yeah, tomorrow is September the 1st.
So crazy. This year has flown by. Can you believe that tomorrow will mark 6 months of you and I working together?
You're lying to me.
I swear. Swear.
Wow. You want to do something to celebrate? What are you doing? You got plans?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm
all right.
This is our celebration today.
Well, I'm free if you change your mind.
Oh, okay.
Shout out again to Kickin' Country, providing to you what is new for your weekend, and go see them this weekend. Hang out, have some fun. By the way, next hour, we'll go through those Kickin' Country polls. The questions are up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we will respond and react to those shortly. Michelle.
What?
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Hey, I want to mention this because I forgot to, one, and it was sitting in our text line at the appropriate time. One last anniversary from our, I said, Weaver Appliance text line. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary to someone's sister and brother-in-law. Happy 27th to Tanya and Tim Sowers. So I wanted to say that because it was there in the text line. I just forgot. Also, who was it? William Lafferty?
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Lafferty. Sorry, Wesley.
And a birthday.
And a birthday today, too.
Happy birthday.
Just because I love doing those, I wanted to spit those out for all of you. Hey, KFC urging parents to name their babies after its founder, Colonel Harland Sanders.
Ooh.
And the person who does that, their baby, once they go to college and are all grown up and they're an adult, will get their college tuition paid for free. KFC donating $11,000. I mean, that may not pay for all of college,
that is
but
not
that's
pay for all of it.
But I mean,
break it to you
for their, what is it, special 11 herbs and spices or something? Is that what it is?
That's, oh, I don't know. Is that what it is?
I thought so. I mean, it's weird. Just they're going with $11,000. But in honor of the Colonel's 128th birthday on September the 9th, the fried chicken chain is offering a college. There you go, donation. To the first child born on his birthday to be named Harland as a birthday gift from the Colonel and KFC. The restaurant chain says the first baby, Harland, will receive 11 grr to go towards their college education. So anybody who has a baby on September the 9th, if you're the first to name your child Harland, you will win this 11 grand. Now, I don't know how KFC is going to determine all
is
of
it
this.
The first one? Or
sounds like they could be getting themselves into a lawsuit over
I don't really see many people.
No, my baby was born at 11/13/07. Well, mine was born at 11/13/04.
So I don't think it's going to be like that. KFC would you name your kid that?
For 11 grr?
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, I would name my kid that for
11,000. You would?
I mean, come on, it's 11,000 bucks. I have twin boys. Give me that money. KFC says the baby's first name must be Harland to qualify, H-A-R-L-A-N-D, and each entry will be vetted to ensure the winning child is, in fact, the first Harland born on September 9th, 2018. You know any friends that may be expecting soon, within the next couple of weeks? 10 days or so?
Yeah, no. I think they're good.
You don't?
I think they're good.
I want you to type in this web address. You ready?
Okay, hold on. Yep.
It's kfc.com/babyharland. Because they have the website already up and ready to go.
Oh.
Are you there? What do you see? Give me a visual.
There is a little baby with a mustache and a goatee, just like Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders garb, yeah.
And he's got the black glasses with the little tape in the middle. He's cute.
Wow, so there's the webpage is up and ready to go.
Yeah, they're ready.
That's how you enter. All right.
Oh, that's cute. Then there's a couple questions you have to answer before entering.
Wait, but are those Kickin' Country poll questions or KFC poll questions?
KFC poll questions.
They're Kickin' Country KFC poll questions. What are they asking on that?
How do you pronounce the word herb? And it gives you two options, herb or herb.
How do you pronounce the word herb? Probably herb. Just how you said it, right?
I think some people enunciate the H, like herb.
No, listen, nobody says, I'm putting my special blend of herbs and spices.
You'd be surprised people put an R in toilet.
No. Where?
In Tuscarawas County. I've heard it all over
the world. No, I mean, where in the spelling of toilet
do you
know. Fit the R?
You've never heard people say toilet? It's so...
Twirlet?
Yes, I've heard people say that, and I'm like, where did you grow up?
Maybe when my stomach hurts, I'm like, oh, where's the twirler?
Another word. Oh, I can't think of what it is. Where people just add letters. I'm like, what? No. Warsh. Have you ever heard people say...
Now, listen, I did have a... when I was in school as a youngster, our custodian, God bless his Irish heart, but... Well, we would at times maybe throw some food. We weren't, obviously, I'm not condoning a food fight at your local cafeteria today. But we would sometimes do that, and then he'd get on the loudspeaker and go, kids, I'm going to make you wash them walls right there. Y'all keep throwing food. Make you wash them walls. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, people just add letters into words. It's kind of crazy.
Did KFC have another Kickin' Country poll question?
No, that was the only question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew somebody once named Herb, H-E-R-B, and that's how you would say it, Herb. But then, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever met anybody named Herb.
There's Urban.
Right, but that's spelled completely different. That's like Urban, like the... I don't know. What is Urban?
Like the inner city?
Is that
what you were going
to call it something else? Well,
you used to work there, so, I mean, there's probably plenty of different ways you could have went about that.
Right.
Are you a fan of avocados?
Did you call it avocados?
Avocados.
Avocados. Yes, I love avocados.
Not so much a fan am I, but...
You don't even like guacamole, which is bizarre.
No way, Jose.
What?
Have you looked at it?
Yes, it's so good.
No. I've never had guacamole.
Maybe you should try it from a different plate. You've never tried it at all, ever?
Nah, I'm not a fan.
Just try it. I promise you, you'll love it.
Not a fan.
Ugh.
But this, for all you avocado lovers out there, California's Loma Linda University, that's a real school, has announced a new study that will pay participants $300 to eat avocados. Let me explain. Researchers are looking for participants for the study, which the university says will determine if moderate avocado consumption promotes weight loss. It is an extremely healthy food, though, is it not?
It's a superfood, I believe.
Packed with protein and everything else you need.
So good. I can't believe that you
My kids like it. Jackson, well, see, in particular. I mean, he smashes an avocado.
Have you ever had smashed avocado?
No, I have not.
We gotta
That's guacamole, right? Is it not? Okay.
We've got to get you out.
Participants must be 25 years of age or older and be willing to either eat one avocado per day for 6 months in the test group or only two per month time period. You could really eat one a day for six months.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I used to. I went on this avocado toast.
You could not eat one a day for 6 months. You couldn't do it.
An avocado?
You'd get sick of it.
Oh my God, I'll do it now. I'll start it tomorrow.
No, you'd get sick of it.
No, I wouldn't. I promise you.
You can't skip a day. One a day.
Got it.
7 days a week.
I can do it.
6 months. I don't believe you could.
Promise.
I don't believe you.
Yes, because you could always find different ways to eat it.
How could anybody eat the same thing at least once a day for 6 months?
You drink coffee every day.
That's different.
It's not different.
It is, though. I mean, it's totally different. It's apples and oranges.
It's not. It's avocado and coffee.
They're really being descriptive with this. With their participants, the person must also measure at least 40 inches around the waist if they're male.
Oh.
Or 35 inches around the waist if they're female.
Hmm.
You got to complete the study, though. Then you'll get paid that $300. Well, listen, if you want an easy breezy $300, you say you can do it.
I can totally do it.
All right.
Is there a food out there that you could eat every day?
I don't think there. It's unrealistic. That'd be like, If you grew wings and could fly, where would you fly to? Nobody's ever going to eat a food, one single food.
I bet you there's somebody out there that eats something every day, the same thing every day.
I don't believe it. How could you do that? And why would you do that to yourself?
I could eat peanut butter every day.
Why wouldn't you just change it up a little bit?
Well, you could change it up. Like, so one day you have peanut butter and jelly, and the next day you have, like, I don't know, what else can you do with peanut butter? Like peanut butter and crackers, or you could mix it up. Yeah.
Well, a condiment's a little different. Talking about an actual physical food.
Avocado is
That'd be like saying, I had ketchup 6 straight months, once a day. I had it on a hamburger or a hot dog, on my chicken nuggets,
I think I could eat pizza every day.
Now, that's one thing I honestly probably already eat twice a week.
Pizza?
To be honest with you.
Twice a week?
I love myself some pizza. Especially now during the football season. Heck, we had East of Chicago. Shout out to them. They brought us pizza for the Extra Point show. Mm. I believe we had Papa John's the Friday before. Shout out to them. I know they're competitors, but I really don't care. I know we had them on Friday. So listen, it's that time of year where
pizza's
being consumed.
Love pizza.
No matter what, at least once a week.
Tacos? I could eat tacos maybe every other day.
By the way, you ever have those predetermined days where 4 hours from then, 5 hours from then, you already know what you're going to have for lunch? You're like, okay, I'm going here today, and I'm so looking forward to it. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Today's Taco Bell for me, though. That's mine.
When are you going to Taco Bell?
I decided about an hour ago that when I leave here today and go home, that I'm going to Taco Bell.
T-Bizzle?
Yeah. Yes. Little T-Bizzle.
See, I feel like Taco Bell's only good after midnight.
No, listen, it's good anytime.
Is it? I don't know. I'm more of a after midnight eater for Taco Bell.
Okay.
Chicken
quesadilla. And I'm sure you're completely sober when doing so.
Absolutely.
Hey, we do have Kickin' Country poll questions that are up right now on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. One of them I was laughing at because Michelle claims, she picked a kicker in like round number four or whatever. I think it was round six, honestly.
No, it wasn't. It was the eighth round. And it was because everyone else was picking a kicker, so I got nervous.
If everybody else jumps into the Tuscarawas River, are you doing the same thing, Michelle?
No, but I didn't want to miss out on a good one.
I didn't want to miss out on a good one. They're kickers. Here's the deal. We had our company fantasy football draft the other day. My team is sick. I mean, listen, just go look at my squad. But one of the questions today, do you play fantasy football? No, I'm not a dork. Yes, I love it. 78% of you are not dorks. Congratulations.
Oh, they don't play.
I guess that means the rest of us are dorks.
We are.
What did you say? You said this year Eric McElroy, Joe Gekler, and Chris Kale are going down. Whatever you can't start 8 kickers, Michelle, just so you know.
I don't have 8 kickers.
I'm just saying.
I only have 1.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Just letting that be known.
Honestly, I am kind of hesitant about my team, I'm going to be honest, because I just felt like I wasn't on my A game. Joe took a couple people that I wanted. Shauna took somebody I wanted.
You got to have that backup plan ready to go. And Shauna wasn't even drafting. She was on auto draft.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was. She auto drafted.
That's not fair.
It's lame is what it is.
It is.
We all take time. Come on, Shauna. Watch her end up winning the thing.
Oh,
off an
so
auto draft.
Man, somebody else was auto drafting. You know who took forever to draft? Joe. He was right in front of me, and he would literally wait up until it was like 3 seconds
to go. You would overthink it.
And I'm like, will you hurry up?
First of all, it was a free league. We're doing it for free. It's not like there was money on the line. But anyway, 60 seconds goes by fast when you're trying to pick your players.
I have my other draft tonight, and I'm...
Wow, you are a dork.
Really, I'm in three.
Truly.
Three leagues.
My God.
I know.
All right. I didn't want to talk because I'm in two. I used to be in three, but I had to cut back.
I got to cut back. it takes up a lot of time. It does.
What are some other poll questions up there that we have?
Have you ever been fired from a job? If so, explain.
I have never been fired. I really haven't from a job.
That's shocking.
I've been working since. Why does that shock you?
Because I know how ordinary you are. So I just can see someone not putting up with it and be like,
I can understand. I can understand how I would not be someone's cup of tea, but I'm a very likable person. I can get along with a 7-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 25-year-old, or a 65-year-old. I can get along with everybody. I think that's what
commendable
makes me who I am.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things as well. But have you ever been fired from a job before?
I have not. I've quit a lot of jobs.
What are the results on that? Because I have a feeling people are lying. Anyways.
It's like not. It's a landslide. 92% of people have said no, they've never been fired.
There was a comment, like, right? Wasn't there a comment?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I think that this person may have had a medical problem. She was fired for... having some medical issues, and now she can't find a job anywhere. It's so sad.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to take it down that route.
You asked.
I just wanted some funny stories.
There are no funny stories.
Like when I used to work at Mark's back in the day, I would go back in the dairy freezer in the stock room, and I'd open up a carton of ice cream, and I'd go to town, and then I'd set it aside and go back a couple hours later, back to my same carton of ice cream, and of course.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
It's one of those things where... If everybody's taking a kicker, I'm going to take
a kicker.
If everybody's eating ice cream, I'm going to give them ice cream.
I used to work at the park, and when we got hungry, we would go up to the concession stand because I worked in the rides. And typically, you know everyone else that's working there. It's usually a bunch of your friends, high school students. I'd be like, give me some French fries or give me some pizza logs.
Pizza logs?
So good.
What is a pizza log?
You've never had a pizza log from Tuscora Park? You're kidding.
No.
I am going to go buy you some today and bring them back for you. I'm not kidding you. They're like an egg roll, but it's pizza.
Can you please tell me what they are?
It's like an egg roll, but it's pizza. It has cheese and pepperoni in it. And marinara sauce. It is so good.
So it basically is just a fancier mozzarella stick with everything stuffed inside there, pretty much.
Yes, okay. But it is top notch.
Right on. Mm. One more Kickin' Country poll question, Michelle.
Aretha Franklin, so she passed away, we all know.
What?
She's on her third funeral today, and I don't mean to say that in disrespect, but she didn't have a will, so we're asking people, do you have a will in place?
I'll tell you what, and it's maybe something I should work on.
Yes.
But I really have nothing in
place. Do you have life insurance?
No, I do not have.
Okay, we're going to need to work on
life
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm an adult. I should probably get moving on these things.
You have twin boys and a wife.
That I do. Love them very much.
Yeah, obviously. You're terrible.
But no will, no life insurance. I mean, it's one of those things where Okay, I never even really thought about it until I had children. Now they're almost two. I still haven't done anything about it, so you know what? This weekend, I have a long weekend.
Oh, yeah? This weekend?
I'll get on
it. Okay. Feel like that's not happening.
Fill us in on your life. I mean, are you set? Do you have stuff set aside for Chadley?
Yeah, when we...
And baby Ev, just in case?
Yeah, whenever we were pregnant, when I was pregnant, we went and sat down with...
you guys are such responsible.
Yeah, we went and sat down with someone and figured out all of our life insurance policies and all that jazz, and we're good to go.
So if he offs you and makes it look like an accident,
not gonna off
what does he get? I'm just asking.
Millions.
No, that's
a lie. That's a joke. I don't remember what the number is. I don't know. Enough to pay for a funeral, I assume, and to live.
And have a bunch of wardrobe changes like Aretha, or no?
I'm going to have 5 funeral services.
Yes.
One for each day of the week.
That's right. 5 funerals, 6 wardrobe changes, because, of course, the encore.
Right. So. And I'm going to have, I want you to perform.
I will most definitely perform.
Yes. Because you're so good back here. You're on America's Got Talent every day in here. That's what I call the studios.
Are we planning your murder right now?
No!
Oh, okay.
Stop! Don't put that juju into the world.
You're right. That's bad juju. Don't even want to put that in the universe. All right. We went way long.
We did. Is there time for Brooke?
We'll make time. There's always time for Brooke.
Oh, goody.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. Who knew pizza logs were such a hit around here?
Yeah, I'm so excited. As soon as she said that, I was like, okay, I gotta have those today.
That's Brooke's excitement you hear.
Yes. They're so good.
Alrighty.
So bad for you, but they're so good.
It's just a fancy mozzarella stick, you guys. I mean,
sort of. I don't know. Well, mozzarella sticks, I mean, they're crunchy, but these things are crunchy.
Now, is there sauce inside of them?
No, you dip them in sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're dippable?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I'm excited. Watch out, park peeps. We're coming for some pizza logs today.
Alrighty. Is that how Chadley proposed, Michelle, with the ring on the pizza log? Very nice. Classy.
Oh, that would have been awesome. He should have done that for real.
Very nice. All right, you have Z News.
I do. All right. In this day in history in 1963, Walter Cronkite began as anchor on the CBS Evening News.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
1987, the Michael Jackson album Bad was released by Epic Records.
Hey, you have MJ News in a moment.
I do.
That's a tease right there.
Yes. 1994, this is news to me. I never knew this. R. Kelly married Aaliyah. Did you know that?
Yeah, there was only one problem.
Right. He was 25. She was 15.
Yeah, there's the problem.
She was a year under the state legal age for the marriage, so.
And not that it's creepy or anything.
He is creepy. So, of course, it was later annulled. Holidays for today. It's National Eat Outside Day. Hey, we can eat at the park.
They call that a picnic.
Eat at a park. National Trail Mix Day. It's College Colors Day.
That's right, because the college football season underway.
That's right. And
so you're supposed to wear your college colors today, which I am.
I did not.
I have scarlet and gray on.
Okay. I was way off on mine. And it's National Matchmaker Day. Have you ever did that?
I tried to earlier this week to no avail.
I was matched with Kyle.
I thought it was random.
No.
You guys met at some
point. Well, it kind of was, but I say it was a matchmaker. I would include it in there.
Cupid? Is that your matchmaker?
Yeah. As a friend of ours. On TV today, Casey Musgraves will be on Ellen 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days is on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is on at 9. And Tom Cruise will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
He's got some splaining to do as to why Top Gun Part 2 got delayed a year now to 2020.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right, in country news, I know before we've talked about how Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman, they seem like a very normal married couple.
Sure, as normal as can be, I guess.
Yeah. And I think their daughters, they've started to realize that mom and dad aren't quite like other parents.
Wouldn't that be weird if your parents were famous and like you just started to realize
that? Yes, yeah, that would be. I don't know. That would be, I guess my kids will never know that, but that would be weird.
Come on.
But what they do is if they're out with their daughters and somebody wants to get a picture with them, they'll say, I'm sorry. No pictures today with our daughters.
Yeah, look, here's Keith talking about that, which is kind of cool.
The one thing Nick and I have always done since the very beginning is if we're with them, that we just don't take any pictures with people. And people come up and they go, can I get a photo with you? And I'm like, if I wasn't with our kids, we would. But if it's okay, I'd rather just be mom and dad today. And, you know, number one, it's because it's a safety thing. So that's like the number one reason. But the number two reason, too, is to let them know that we're your mom and dad. You're our priority, you know? Number one right now. And people have always understood that. They've been really good.
Mommy and daddy. Awesome.
Yes. And they also do not text each other.
I don't believe that.
Oh, that's what they say.
All right.
They'd rather call each other.
And they need to spice it up a little bit. Through text.
Through texting.
All right, Brooke. We have to run because we're a little late. But make that trip for us. Pizza log it up.
Yeah.
Get a dozen or a couple dozen.
Sure.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I won't be back until Wednesday, by the way.
I know.
I call that pulling a Brooke.
Oh,
we're back after this.